Debate will begin in the federal parliament today on changing the Marriage Act to allow same-sex marriage. The Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee will table its report on two private members' bills into this at lunchtime today. Earlier this morning, we spoke with Labor MP Graham Perrott, who chaired this inquiry, one of the biggest parliamentary inquiries ever held, with the biggest response ever held.
Well, it's the largest response received in the history of the federal parliamentary committees, I'm reliably informed. So, yes, it was. 276,437 Australians took the time to respond. So 1 in 81 Australians took the time to respond to this inquiry. So it is obviously something that Australians feel passionately about.
Labor MP Graham Perrott, and that passion runs on both sides of the debate. The Right Reverend Robert Forsyth is the Anglican Bishop of South Sydney. He appeared before Graham Perrott's committee. Bishop Forsyth, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Nice to be on with you.
Your passion, as I understand it, is for no change to the Marriage Act.
Yes, we argued. We had two things to bring to the commission. One was that we thought that there was no need to change. In fact, it would be a mistake to change. But secondly, if there was going to be a change, we wanted to give some advice about some of the ways the law should be framed, because we were anxious about unintended consequences on anti-discrimination law and so forth. So there were two levels to what we had to offer.
Okay, let me relay to you the message from Alex Greenwich from the Australian Marriage Equality.
Sure.
He's issued a press release over the weekend saying, "I'd like to send a message to the priests and parishioners that we come in peace, we share your respect for the institution of marriage and for freedom of religion, we can strengthen marriage in a way that doesn't deny same-sex couples the right to marry." Do you accept that?
I accept almost everything you said. I know they come in peace and respectfully, and I want to say that we respond equally in peace with respect for the different points of view in this matter. I think the question where I'm not agreeing is whether to change the fundamental concept of marriage in the name of marriage equality will ultimately do more damage to marriage than helping it is the question at stake.
And why do you think it would be a mistake to change? Why do you think it would damage marriage?
Because a same-sex relationship is a different kind of reality to a man and a woman relationship, monogamous for life.
In what sense? If it's a committed monogamous same-sex relationship, why is it different?
It must be monogamous, by the way. I notice there is a lot of uncertainty on that matter behind the scenes on it, but certainly monogamous, it certainly should be. The main difference is men and women in marriage have the potential, in theory, not always in practice, of course, to be parents together by virtue of their marriage. In other words, a man and woman create a family. Not every family, I know there are many exceptions, but the structural concept is there, whereas a man and a man, a woman, no matter how loving and so forth, is a different kind of relationship.
Yes, but just on that, I mean, there's several contradictions to that in one sense. As you say, not every marriage can be a producer of children, and a lot of people marry later in life when it's not possible. A lot of people marry knowing they're unable to bear children, but they're still allowed to be married if they're heterosexual. And also,
there's no law against getting married. The way people talk, you think there was a law that said only heterosexual people can get married.
There is.
There's no law. No, it's not. The law does not say who can get married. The law merely says what marriage is. The law does not specify who marries, it specifies what marriage is. And there's no law that anybody can get married if they fulfil the conditions of marriage. That's why the debate for us is not fundamentally an equality debate, it's a fundamental definition debate.
But that's right, the definition, isn't that what it's about? The definition of the Marriage Act is between a man and a woman.
That's right, or could it also be a man, or woman?
That's
the debate.
Yes, the advocates would like that change. But just to the notion of, and this is the central argument, I think, for people who are against changes to the Marriage Act, is that marriage is a structural concept based around the producing of children.
It's more than just producing. It's the relationship in which children are born, nurtured, and which families are created and connected to each other.
Yes, and just on that, I think one of the strong arguments for those supporting same-sex marriage is for children, that many gay relationships more and more now have children at the centre of it, either after the relationship is formed, or there are children
that brought
to that relationship, and marriage, they argue, would bring a stability to that family unit.
Yeah, look, I understand that argument. I feel the force of that one. I think that is a good argument. I think there are other ways of keeping same-sex couples with children, if that's where they are, staying stably together, not simply for calling it marriage. It's simple as that.
And I guess the argument then, as we heard put by Labor MP Graham Perrett earlier, who is the chair of this committee, but also an advocate, a supporter of same-sex marriage, the right to change in the Marriage Act for same-sex marriage, is that he says, what harm, who will this harm?
Well, that's a very good question. When you have at present, the institution of marriage connects fathers and mothers to children in a direct way. In a same-sex marriage, one of the partners cannot have been the father or the mother of the child by the way in which the world works. And I wonder whether changing the meaning of marriage so it no longer has that direct link is going to long-term be very unhelpful for the nations of families and children. I don't know. We won't know the answer to the question whether it's harm or not harm, I think, for generations. This is a fundamental social change who will work through the society if it comes about in generations. If it does come about, I hope that Mr. Perrett is right, because if it does come about, I hope it doesn't lead to fundamental social change of a harmful nature. I don't know. But the other area of concern is, if the law is changed, I'm concerned that it may put some people who have a conscientious difficulty with it foul of anti-discrimination laws and so forth, so we need to make sure if it is going to be changed, it's written in such a way that no one is compelled to endorse or act for a gay marriage against their conscience. And that, I think, will need to be looked at very carefully if and when it's decided to go ahead this way.
And I guess you'd think that shouldn't be beyond the law. But, Bishop, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
The Right Reverend Robert Forsyth is the Anglican Bishop of South Sydney. It's 11 minutes to 9.